All right, 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. What a weekend this was if you were following President Trump's Twitter feed. Michael Flynn guilty plea had Donald Trump on the attack this weekend. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers is on the line with us right now. She was following the president's Twitter feed over the weekend. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's always interesting. You never know what you're going to get on the old Twitter feed. He really was taking aim not just at the FBI, but at James Comey, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the tweets about Comey may be a bit of a diversion to try and turn away from the Michael Flynn story and not have that in the headlines. I mean, we know he's had a battle with Jim Comey for months. And over the weekend, he tweeted that after years of Comey running the FBI, the reputation is in tatters, worst in history. He says, if you're not, we'll bring it back to greatness. A lot of critics pounced on that over the weekend, saying, you know, that puts agents in jeopardy. You have people putting their lives on the line, doing their work for the FBI. And if the president's saying it has a terrible reputation now, what does that signal?
Yeah. One of the things that he said, too, was that he had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and to the FBI. That's an admission that we hadn't heard before from the president.
Certainly an explosive tweet on Saturday. He appeared to be admitting for the first time that he knew Michael Flynn had committed a crime. And that opens up a whole range of questions of, one, when did he know that? How was he informed about that? How long did Michael Flynn stay on as National Security Advisor if the president knew that? And then there's the issue of obstruction of justice. And this is where Comey comes back into the story. If the president knew that Flynn had lied to the FBI, why did he ask the FBI director to go easy on him? That's what Jim Comey said under oath to Congress this summer, that the president urged him to go easy on Flynn after he was fired. That opens up the potential questions of obstruction of justice if the president says he knew that he had lied. Now, here's the other aspect of this, is that the president's lawyer says that he drafted that tweet in first person, very Trump-esque with an exclamation point ending it. He drafted it. He gave it to the White House social media director. He wasn't trying to break news, but really trying to distance the president from that, which is notable. Always it's the tweet speaks for itself. You know, it's a statement for the president when he tweets it. Now they're saying he didn't do this one.
That seems a little fishy. We'll see how that all sorts out. Meanwhile, the president is going to be traveling today to Utah, correct?
Yeah, the president's heading out to Utah to potentially scale back the size of two national monuments out there. This is part of a review his administration started earlier this year to look at monument designations over the last 21 years, because this administration says the previous one took control away from states, preventing energy development and other local uses. It's expected to be a controversial decision and will likely face immediate legal challenges.
You know, it's interesting, Karen, because last week should have been a week of victory for the president with the tax reform bill passing. But, you know, that was kind of overshadowed by the Michael Flynn plea, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was even overshadowed earlier in the week, the whole lead up to that vote, when the president, you know, called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, when the president tweeted those Muslim videos, the Schumer and Pelosi cancellation of the meeting. There was a lot of stuff happening last week that meant tax reform was not the front headline. But certainly by the end of the week, the president was doing a bit of a victory lap for it.
Never a dull moment there at the White House, is there?
Never.
Karen, appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.